morning, everyone, and welcome to the fifth week of our Fall Word and Life series. You're in for a special morning, but first, let's gather ourselves now along the same wavelength of mind and spirit, centering down and becoming fully present, using our breath and the tides of the Greenpeace video to come into coherence together. So feet on the floor, spine straight, ready to breathe regularly. And now we're in sync with the earth, with our breath, and each other, and ready for what's in store for us this morning. Albert Einstein famously said, "We cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them." And in this dark summer of 2020, we tend to see only the problems of our culture acting out around us. What we don't see is that answers to these problems are already alive and working quietly among us. For 23 years, a body of practice that changes the way we think and react collectively has been at work across America. Einstein would have welcomed this teaching. It comes from the work of Parker J. Palmer and his Center for Courage and Renewal. And little did we know that our own Congresswoman Lois Capps has been one of those leaders using Parker Palmer's new habits of thinking with members of the U.S. Congress. This morning, we welcome her firsthand knowledge of what it takes to heal the heart of democracy. And Lois will be joined a little later in the morning by Nancy Edmondson and Georgia Noble, who are facilitators for the Center of Courage and Renewal. They'll help us process Lois's talk and deepen our understanding of Parker Palmer's work. In coming weeks, they'll guide us in turning his five habits of the heart into real-time practices that will empower us to engage the chaos around us in more positive ways. But first, let me tell you a little about the Honorable Lois Capps. Before succeeding her husband, Walter, in Congress, Lois has successful careers in both nursing and education, which is when I knew her, which became the background for her 18 years of work in Congress. She was a respected leader in Congress on issues of public health, passing legislation regarding the national nursing shortage, domestic violence against women, underage drinking, improved mental health services, to name only a few of her initiatives. Lois has also been at the forefront of legislation to protect the environment, leading efforts to stop new oil and gas drilling, and protecting the public interest in cleaning up contamination in our water supplies. She was also a leader in gender and LGBTQ issues, as well as efforts to make college more affordable. She retired from Congress in January of 2017, but is still engaged full-time with the community she loves here, as you will see. Lois, it is an honor to welcome you to the Word and Life podium this morning.